Good morning to all. In Matthew 6, Jesus offers his famous directions on how to pray. These instructions in verses 9 through 14 are the basis for what we refer to as the Lord's Prayer. Now, Christians know this prayer by heart. The Lord's Prayer is repeated as part of countless worship services around the world every Sunday. But Jesus also says something about prayer we don't emphasize that often. In verse 7, Jesus said this, quote, "And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of the many words." First of all, notice what Jesus did not say. He didn't say, "If you pray," he said, "When you pray." So we know that prayer was important to Jesus. Secondly, Jesus said, don't keep on jabbering like many people do, thinking they will be heard just because they are saying a lot of words. Friends, some of the most moving and memorable prayers I have ever heard in my life have been short, heartfelt prayers. God is not impressed with grandiose words. I want to talk now about another type of prayer. Silent prayer. Now, I don't mean praying in your mind instead of verbally speaking the words aloud. That's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is being still, without using words, quietly reflecting on the characteristics of God. Psalm 46, verse 10 says it very well, quote, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still. Be quiet. Contemplate. Meditate. Realize who God is. Question, and be honest here. How often in our prayer lives do we find ourselves continually talking, talking, talking? We often associate words with activity. It's like, if I'm not talking, I'm not praying. But that's not necessarily true. Silence can be productive. For many of us, silence can be uncomfortable. But again, try to be still. Be still. Friends, let us practice being silent in God's presence. Quiet reflection can intensify prayer, as our minds are filled with the thoughts of God. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for enabling us to be still in your presence. You are our strength, and we trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen.